Hello everybody, this is Latvia, our news program about education. My name is Cindy and my colleague's name is Anda. Today we'll speak about education in Latvia, European Union and our school, Riga Secondary School number 25. So let's start with education in Latvia. What can you tell you about education of Latvia?
The Latvian education system consists of preschool education, basic education, secondary education, and higher education. General education in Latvia in total lasts 12 years, consisting of compulsory 9 years basic education and 3 years secondary education. Additionally, preschool education at age 5 to 6 is compulsory in Latvia.
I think that education is very important for choosing your future job and being influenced on that what salary you'll get. There are some people who left their studies and because of luck, now they're earning millions, but there are only a little of them.
I think it's necessary to mention that in Latvia and our school, same as in all of the European Union, kids participate in different projects to diversify the learning process and help kids expand their view on the world.
Important topic in the world now is the modern technologies and how they affect the children and their learning process.
Sometimes they're needed and very useful, but using them too much can create addiction and actually difficult and disturb the learning process.
Now let's talk a bit about education in European Union.
European Union countries are responsible for their education systems, but the European Union helps to identify common objectives and spread the best practices. The new program Erasmus Plus, intended to combat unemployment among young people by helping them improve their skills and employability.
European Union youth strategy is to promote equal opportunities for young people in education and employment of the United Nations, encourages them to be active citizens.
The program will help more than 4 million people, mainly young people, to study, practice, gain work experience, or to volunteer work abroad. It also helps more than 125,000 organizations cooperate with similar organizations abroad in order to innovate in the United Nations, modernize the teaching methods of the United Nations, and work with youth.
At last, about our school project. Our school is engaged in European Union education, training, youth sports, United Nations program, Erasmus Plus. Supported within the project, make learn, share Europe.
The project aims to promote and develop students' digital skills and create sustainable education for pupils in these skills after the completion of the project, to provide in-depth knowledge, international experience, and practical action-based ICT learning in schools, demonstrating the use of acquired knowledge and efficiency on a daily basis, thus creating interest to choose ICT sector studies and future profession, while encouraging also in mathematics, science, and foreign languages.
The project participants are Sweden, Italy, Spain, Great Britain, Latvia, Riga 22 and 25 Secondary School, and Technical Creativity House Anna 2.
The planned activities in this project are innovative ICT learning in each country individually, training material designing, pupils' knowledge networking messengers, establishment involved in the project, students will act as ambassadors of knowledge, training more students to their schools. Unified shared platform, shared drive to provide students developed ICT projects and solutions such as mobile applications, show process of presentation, of mutual communication between projects involved pupils and teachers, training materials, etc., the availability of results.
Necessary equipment purchases, exchange of experiences, good practices, dissemination of project results, participation in the project partners at conferences abroad, website development, project reflection on social networks and elsewhere.
Desired results of the project trained teachers, technical staff, at least 15 student animators in each project participating institutions, developed a training course descriptions and methodological materials. Students learned new innovative ICT products, promotes and develops pupils' digital literacy, math, science and foreign language learning in general education of various states. Students have an interest in the ICT sector studies and future profession.
That's all. Thanks for listening to us. See you next podcast.